Because I'm only going to say this once.
A radio station broadcast.
Kevin.
Frazier. Yeah, it's Mr. Frazier's neighborhood now.
From the insider, Kevin Frazier. Every Tuesday of the time during the morning show. From our Los Angeles studios, good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Tom. Hey, let's jump right into the Olympic news, okay? Gabby Douglas struggled last night on the uneven bars. I'm sure everybody watched. Doesn't matter. She is, of course, the all-around champion and part of the group they're calling the Fierce Five. Don't call them the Fab Five. Here's why. Jalen Rose, the basketball player, owns the trademark on Fab Five. So if they want to use Fab Five, they have to go through Jalen. And then Jalen would get paid. So this is a potential huge payday. But I do want to talk real quick about Gabby's mother and the fact that she did file for bankruptcy. That's been widely reported. And she said on Sunday, you know, quote, "It's my story. It's part of me. I'm not embarrassed about it." Now, Gabby stands to make about $100,000 for her tour, her 40-city tour with Kellogg's and the other ladies. She also is making $25,000 for each gold medal. She'll make about $1 to $3 million in endorsements a year. And so she's going to be okay. She has her P&G deal. She has her Wheaties deal. And the Fierce Five, as I said, stand to make a decent amount, Gabby, the most profitable. So even though her mother had to file for bankruptcy because it's very expensive to have an Olympic athlete and you don't have money coming in, they're going to be okay. So, you know, it's a great story that people want to report, but Gabby's going to make some money.
So are people talking about the fact of how responsible Gabby is for her parents and their monies in terms of the bankruptcy and getting her mom out of bankruptcy?
Well, that, you know, Gabby and her mother are close. But remember, she spent the last 2 years in Iowa. Only went home two times. So, you know, listen, her mother sacrificed so her daughter could make that money. And there's no question that she's going to help her and help her get out of debt. It's $80,000 in debt. Okay. And, you know, that should be able to be wiped away with one deal. I won't be I wouldn't be shocked right now if they haven't already
paid the taxes first.
Kind of to take care of it. Right. But they're taxed, especially on that money, metal money. All right, real quick, let's get to Sparkle. Saw the movie, so excited about it, Whitney's last performance, and a great, great sit-down conversation with Mike Epps, because there's a great scene in the movie where Mike and Whitney go back and forth, and when they sat down, it was at the dinner table, that they're going back and forth during the scene, Mike just couldn't stop laughing, and neither could Whitney. So let you listen to Mike and what happened. Here's Michael Epps.
Miss Houston was really, really serious about that role. And she was like, fierce, like a cobra on me. She brought it out of me. You know what I mean? She made me come with it.
Whitney just clamped down on Mike. Apparently, Mike was joking around. Salim Akil called Whitney into the corner. Whitney came back out. She sat down with Mike and she was like, hey. Let's focus. I'm watching you. She was very serious about this role. She's great in the movie. I think a lot of people are going to love it. There are some twists and turns, though, in this Sparkle that are going to surprise you. It's not your daddy's Sparkle. It's a new Sparkle. And so it's a little different. And also, want to talk about Jordan Sparks real quick. She's on the cover of Shape magazine, lost 50 pounds. Known Jordan since she's 17 years old. So it's a little weird looking at her in a bikini. And it was a little weird for her to be on the cover of Shape magazine. I want you to hear this sound real quick.
I felt so secure in a weird way. I don't know, during that time, to be black and you're proud, like, it did make you feel like, yeah, this is my own. I don't have to be like this person in order to feel beautiful. And I love the fact that they wrote, Mara Brock-Akil wrote a bigger part for D. I feel like now you know who D is.
All right. That was one of the other actresses from the movie.
That didn't sound like Jordan.
Right. That wasn't Jordan. Okay. That wasn't Jordan. Okay. But I want to tell you, Jordan lost 50 pounds. She looks fantastic. And it's weird seeing her in a bikini. The movie is fantastic. I think y'all are going to love it. It's out August 17th. I'll be on the red carpet. Everybody remembering Houston, Whitney Houston, and they're excited.
All right, Kevin. Every day on The Insider. Every Tuesday on the TJMS, Kevin Frazier.